Good Monday afternoon to you. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. The 60-day legislative session is approaching the halfway mark. And joining us to talk about what lawmakers have been doing and not doing is KUOW's Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins. Austin, how you doing?
Great, Ross. How are you?
Good. Going into the session, you pointed out this is not a budget year. It is an election year for many lawmakers, and you speculated that not much would get done. Have the first 30 days lived down to your expectations?
Or lived up? I don't, you know, there has not been a stop the presses moment. You know, we are basically seeing the House Democrats and this mostly Republican majority coalition caucus in the Senate run bills and measures and take testimony on policies that seem to definitely represent the partisan divide down here. So on the Democratic side, you've got a priority around doing something about income inequality and workplace rights. So we're seeing minimum wage proposals and paid sick leave proposals. Over in the Senate, you're seeing things around the business climate, changes to workers' compensation, trying to lower the cost of business. The question is, will those two separate approaches come together in the end, or do they just essentially agree to not pass each other's proposals?
The issue of comprehensive transportation package to begin to address Washington's huge backlog of road repair has been debated in Olympia for over a year. And I understand that Democratic Senator Rodney Tom says he wants to jumpstart the negotiations around the transportation package. What's happening?
Right. And he's the majority leader, one of the two Democrats who broke ranks, joined with Republicans. So he leads this mostly Republican caucus in the Senate. He says that his caucus, at least some number of them, met on Friday to talk about, concessions, if you will, changes to their proposed reform agenda around transportation that they could then bring to the governor, bring to House Democrats as a possible starting point to resume these negotiations. The problem here is that what the Democrats have said needs to happen in order to really get the transportation discussion going again is the Senate actually needs to pass a gas tax package to prove it has the votes to do so, and then negotiate from there. The Democrats will note that the House passed its own gas tax measure at the end of or last session. Rodney Tom says, no, that's not how we do big pieces of legislation. Negotiating the details and then going out and taking one vote is the way to do it. So the question then becomes, is this, you know, going to get gummed up in process? How much of this is about both sides positioning to point fingers when this doesn't happen at the end of 60 days? And the reality is there are already some members talking about a special session to deal with transportation after the November election, which technically would actually still meet the governor's self-imposed deadline of the Apple Cup. Remember, he wanted this by the Apple Cup last year, which is Thanksgiving weekend. Now he's saying, I really meant Apple Cup 2014. So they still might get it in under the gun if they do this after the election.
Seattle is talking about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. It's a big conversation all over the country. Governor Jay Inslee talked about raising the minimum wage. And I understand he had a reception for the Association of Washington Business last week. What kind of reception did he get from these business owners for the idea of a higher minimum wage?
Yeah, he was actually the invited speaker at their gathering. And I wasn't one of the reporters in the room, but the reporters who were there, Andrew Garber of the Seattle Times, Eric Smith of the Washington State Wire, say that this was not just a case of the business owners sitting on their hands, that according to Eric Smith writing in the Washington State Wire, there were audible groans, there was sort of voices of dissent that at one point the governor had to stop and say, wait, this is a respectful meeting place, let me finish my thinking here. It's an indication, you know, clearly of a divide between the governor, a Democratic governor, and his agenda going forward, and the business community, which often, you know, we sense that there are tensions down here, but the AWB is the state's chamber of commerce. It had a pretty good relationship with Governor Chris Gregoire over the years, and I think that this issues like the minimum wage are the types of things that just really test the otherwise fairly pleasant relations between the more Republican, more conservative business community and what, you know, is usually a Democratic governor in office.
The Republican-dominated Senate Majority Coalition Caucus passed the DREAM Act, the Real Hope Act. It provides student loans to non-citizens. But I understand as a result of that, there's a rift inside the Majority Coalition Caucus. What's happening?
And this is a great example of how this Majority Coalition Caucus is having to hold things together in order to hold on to the majority, but it's not, there are differences of opinion, and this is a great example. So sort of surprisingly and unexpectedly, a deal came together in the state Senate to pass this measure to allow undocumented students to qualify for state aid. The way that some Republicans got behind it is that they found $5 million to sort of add to the fund so that this doesn't create a bigger problem, which is that already this is a program that is not serving all comers. But Senator Jhenea Holmquist-Newbery complains that, A, this was rushed through the Senate process in 24 hours, no public hearing. And secondly, she's saying that she doesn't think it's fair to the students, the 32,000 students who are already trying to get one of these NEED grants. And so she would prioritize resident students with lawful presence in the U.S. over the undocumented ones. Now, she admits this isn't going anywhere, but she wanted to make a point. She's got a district over in Moses Lake that is heavily Latino, and she says there is a divide within the Latino community, those who are here lawfully and those who are not. And so she's trying to make her point. She's frustrated about the process. Of course, the Senate leadership is saying there was a hearing on the DREAM Act last year and that this was not rushed and that everybody knows what this policy is about. And once they had a deal, they took it to the floor.
This is The Record on KUOW.